Scientists working in the Northwest say the region's unique geology could help the planet. To keep heat-trapping gases out of the atmosphere, researchers want to put them deep underground. But that raises questions from tribes along the Columbia River. Correspondent Courtney Flatt reports.
On the banks of the Columbia River, tall columns of rock poke out from the cliffs.
So you see all of these black rocks that are on either side of us, on either side of the river. Those are basalts, and they're volcanic rocks that were erupted about 15.5 million years ago.
Casey Davidson is a geologist with Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. She says as the lava cooled, gases got trapped in the porous rocks. That created cavities underground. Today, Davidson and her colleagues say those cavities can be used to trap carbon dioxide, a process called carbon sequestration. Here's scientist Todd Schaaf.
Can you imagine what it looked like here with these volcanoes erupting and this massive amount of lava flowing through here? Can you imagine what the climate was like? And it was probably terrible to breathe. There's no telling how much crap was in the air. And now we're asking the same formation to help us.
Carbon sequestration isn't new. Places in the Midwest and Gulf Coast already store carbon underground this way, in sandstone rocks. But basalt is different. When you put CO2 in the spaces between the rock, it turns into minerals.
And once it's mineralized, the really cool thing is it can't leak. It is a solid rock. It's not going anywhere.
Some of the best basalt formations are in the Northwest. But this type of carbon sequestration hasn't been studied here until recently. In fact, the only test site in the world for storing carbon dioxide in basalt is just down the river. In one test, scientists pumped liquid CO2 down a conical hole they drilled. It was more than a half a mile deep, about 7 times the size of Palouse Falls.
We are science nerds and we always want more data. Drilling in the deepest part of the basin helps us get those data that we need.
In just a couple years, the CO2 had started to transform into minerals. Good news, they say, to keep carbon out of the atmosphere. In the Pacific Northwest, this kind of carbon capture and sequestration is still in the research phase. It's not happening yet on a large scale. Davidson says it'll be a band-aid as the region transitions to renewable energy. She says it'll be especially useful for industries that produce a lot of CO2, like manufacturing plants.
You're going to have to put all of that somewhere. We want to do stuff with it as much as we can, convert it into things, but the vast majority of it will need to go in geologic reservoirs.
But a lot of the geologic reservoirs of the Northwest Basalt are in the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation's homelands. Althea Wolf is with the tribe's Department of Natural Resources. She says there needs to be a better understanding of the process that creates the minerals before this technology becomes widespread.
We're really worried about what the impact is going to be to the homeland because that's what the Columbia Plateau is basalt.
Wolf says the tribe worries that drilling deep into the earth could contaminate groundwater. Instead, she says, researchers should focus on low-tech solutions, like restoring forests. Wolf says forests can store carbon at tremendous rates, but holistic approaches get less attention and funding.
So we have the potential, but it's not being supported as much.
Pacific Northwest National Lab says storing CO2 in basalt will be one tool to sequester carbon, but they want to be respectful of local tribes. Researcher Todd Schaaf says if a proposed drill is on sacred land or a place with ancestral importance, they'll move the project. There's a lot of basalt around here, he says. We don't have to use those sites. I'm Courtney Flatt.